Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes and no. I mean, I feel like, you know, you definitely have to establish a lot of things during the game. And some of those situations were, you know, were behind the sticks, off schedule because of some self-inflicted wounds and having to put the ball on the turf, not waiting for them.
That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott following the team's 23-20 loss to the New England Patriots yesterday. Coming out of that game, some injury concerns for the Bills. Let's get to the Barnes Firm injury report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION, and it starts with Matt Milano re-injuring his pectoral muscle, and that is not good news. He had just missed a couple of games, had the pec injury. He did not play the entire second half, essentially. I think it was maybe a couple plays in the start of the half, and then he went out, and he was questionably returned. He never came back. McDermott said he didn't have any information on it as of after the game. Maybe today there will be more. The Bills did place Dorian Strong on injured reserve the other day before the game. He was on the sidelines, though, with the team walking. I think that was good news and encouraging, but we'll see where all that goes. But the big one from the game was Milano. And Josh got a little banged up. He never left the game, never went in the tent, nothing like that. But you could see he was limping and laboring a little bit on that knee after a scramble during the fourth quarter when he got tackled from behind. So that's the Barnes Firm injury report. Once again, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. Let's get to your extra point from the sidelines. And that is brought to you by Catholic Health. Catholic Health, the right way to care. How can we not talk about what happened, what the stadium looked like last night? Man, you would have loved the Bills to bring this one home with the rivalry jerseys, the whiteout. It was looking fantastic inside the stadium last night. And good job by Bills Mafia. You understood the assignment. You paid attention. You did your homework, and you were prepared. And there was some red there. There was some blue there, of course, but a lot of white in the stands, and it looked beautiful. I really thought it looked great. I know a lot of people wondering, why did they do the end zones? Well, turf end zones versus grass end zones, a little tougher to deal with and do, as some other teams have. I'm guessing that's the biggest, you know, reason. But let's remember, the Bills will have a grass field next year, and they have the rivalry jerseys once a year for the next 2 years after this. So maybe that'll happen. So it was great last night. Great atmosphere, great weather. Another night game coming next week against the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta on Monday Night Football. Price in Buffalo. Hi, Price.
Hey, Sal. Hope you're having a great day. I got a couple points I wanted to bring up. One on the offense, one on the defense.
Yep.
I'll start with the defense. You know, for years, we've always talked about Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde and the relationship they had in the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Trey White was a generational talent in his prime. But I think the guy that we always forget about is Taron Johnson. Like, he's the guy that allows us to run nickel so often.
Mm-hmm.
Does he look a step slow, or I don't know. It just seems a little different there. I don't think we're running as much nickel. We've got more linebackers out there, so.
Well, they're not running as much. Two different questions and two different answers here, Price, I would say. I think at times Taron looks just as good as ever. I think at times Taron looks like he's not the same Taron Johnson. You know what I mean? Last night was not a great night for a lot of the corners, including Taron, who was on Stephon Diggs, missed a couple of plays. But they're not running as much nickel, not because of Taron, but because it's a response to what the offense is putting on the field. And these days, offenses are running more heavier personnel. When that happens, he comes off the field, if that makes sense.
Yeah, thanks. That really answers my question, which kind of segues into my point about the offense as well. It seems like we're running a lot of heavier sets on offense, too. For the life of me, I don't understand why we don't just pick up the tempo. It just looks like sometimes we're kind of lollygagging around. I'm not really a big fan of the 2-yard screens or the 2-yard pops to the receivers. You know, if James Cook is picking up 6 or 7 yards a pop, why don't we just jump on the ball and run the same play again? Or run a hurry-up offense so we kind of light a fire under the offense more.
Yeah, well, they can. They can. I mean, there's risk involved with that. There's no guarantee you're going to get 6 or 7 yards, and if you only get 2 or 3, you go 3 and out and you put your defense right back on the field. That's a risk, right? That could happen. You don't want to do that. And a lot of times those screen passes actually get 6 or 7 yards and they open up other things. So I get it. I just want to show you the other side of it, which is why you don't do it sometimes. They do run some hurry up every once in a while. A lot of times it's just when they have a short yardage, they want to run a sneak, something like that. But, you know, there's risk involved too. And like I said, Eric Wood says this on the broadcast all the time, Price, which is if you do something like that and you get stopped, all of a sudden you're punting it back and your defense just was on the field, is coming back on the field. You have to think about that too.
I don't think that's as big of a concern because we got the MVP back there.
Okay.
You know? Like, if on first down we're getting 6 and 7 yards, and obviously we have the matchup that we want, why not exploit that matchup? I'd like to see us run more 13 personnel as well, too. You know, we got 3 great tight ends. Why not put them all out there at the same time?
They are. They run more 13. They run more 13 than any team in the league. All the time.
Okay, I'm learning.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sal.
Yeah, you got it. They run 13 way more than any team in the league. They don't run as much 12 this year as they did last year, but they do run more 13 than any team in the league. Mario in Jacksonville. Hi, Mario.
Hey, Sal. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks.
Hey, I know in the beginning of your show you said it's not doom and gloom. Let's not be doom and gloom. I want to agree with you because they're still 4-1. And I don't know, this year the NFL doesn't look great. I think there's a lot of teams, and I don't think I can point to a team and say that's the most impressive win. The Patriots beating the Bills might be one of the most impressive wins this season. But the issue I have is looking ahead through the division, how New England's playing, and my two biggest issues with the team is Brady's play calling. I can't really wrap my head around it. Even the wins they've had this season, he seems to get cute. I mean, the end of round with Kincaid, I know maybe there's an exchange issue there. Maybe you can blame Josh for that, but it's like, why is this being called this point of the game? Why is Cook being taken off the field? Why are they continuing to use Ray Davis in certain situations? It can be frustrating to watch. And then just you look at the personnel that the team have, there's so many issues with the team, right? I mean, corner, safety, linebacker, the D-line, I mean, receiver's an issue too. And to me, these are questions for March and the summer, and now we're in October, and you can't really answer them. So,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, I think this, Mara, let me touch on a couple things. I agree with you about the end around, the jet sweep to a tight end. What are you going to gain there? If you're going to gain 2 yards, might as well give it to James Cook, right? I get it, right?
Yeah.
I totally get that. It's so funny because how many times we get a call and say they should be more creative, and then as soon as he is, well, they got too cute. And I'm not blaming you. I'm not picking on you, but that's what happens. And the same thing you just said. Oh, yeah. So for 3-4 weeks, Mario, we've been getting phone calls on, you can't keep running James Cook. Where is Ray Davis? Where is Ty Johnson? The minute they start putting him in, I get a phone call that says, why didn't you keep James Cook on the field?
Well, Sal, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I think at this point in time, I actually called last season. You and I had a discussion about the receiver position,
yeah.
And then they got Amari Cooper like an hour after my call. It was pretty,
that's amazing.
Pretty scary.
It's kind of like Brandon Bean coming on here, and then they get Elijah Moore an hour after that.
Yeah, but I think everyone here can agree that I'm going to be really dramatic here. We can't take another season of getting close and then being let down and having the same conversation. Like, we just can't take it. Obviously, we can, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But at this point in time, I think we can agree, like, hey, Bean, try to make a move right now.
Sure.
Try to do something. So you obviously can't address every issue. I personally would still focus. I think defense, you rely on the free agents that we have coming back. You hope Harrison's going to make a difference. And you deal with what you can in the defense. I personally, again, want to see them try to get a playmaker on offense so that they can try to put together different packages, stretch the field, and make it easier on Josh. So that would be my focus.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that there's a handful of receivers you can try to make a trade for. I don't want to go to the free agent market because I don't think those guys aren't on teams for a reason, but that's where I would focus on.
Yeah.
If you had to do something – what would you do? Like, if they're giving you the keys to the kingdom.
Me?
Say, hey,
I'd look into Rashid Shaheed. He is a very nice young, very nice player in New Orleans. Who, if you don't know what they're, I mean, look, New Orleans won yesterday. They get the Patriots next week. Maybe they're not in the mood to, in a position to move, but if they want to do that, and you know why? I would focus on him too. He has speed and he's a return man. And right now, you could kill two birds with one stone, so to speak.
I would get this one. There's a really good player. I think his name is Stephon Diggs. He looks really good. They should go get him.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Good gosh.
I mean, okay. Well, yeah. I mean, he's also a team removed from the team that had him. Another team let go of him too, and that's the Texans. And yeah, I get it. But a lot of things went into that. Adam and Lake George. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Sal. I'm on my way back from the game last night. If I told you before the game started that the Bills would only allow the Patriots one earned red zone visit in the entire first half, I would have thought the Bills would have been up like 24-7 or 24-3
yep.
at the end of that half. And that's what happened last night. I was shocked. You know, I want to preface this by saying, Drake May is going to be a very good quarterback, and he's going to be a guy that they're going to have to deal with for a long time moving forward. And I'm looking forward to it because it's going to be fun. But they did not respect Drake May at all in the first half. They had very rarely, I felt, were they playing too high safety. They had a lot of guys, further up the line. They weren't playing deep, and it worked. I mean, they held the pass. If it weren't for the fumble that gave them an easy score, the Patriots do absolutely nothing on offense in that first half. You can only get away with doing that for so long, which is why I understand you know, where they went to in the second half, getting a little bit softer. You know, you don't want to open up those opportunities for them to see that, make adjustments at halftime, and go downfield. But to me, the problem with this game had nothing to do with the coverage, nothing to do with the defense. It's all centered and focused around the Bills' inability to run the football, turning the ball over, and the inability to beat man coverage with anybody but Dalton Kincaid. And that's the one thing that I still am just a little bit critical of Brandon Bean for, is the fact that it seems like, you know, he almost laughed off the idea that because they scored so many points per game that, you know, hey, we didn't need the help at wide receiver. It's like you have a specific thing that you can't do when teams man you up. And it was on tape last year. It's going to be on tape this year. And I hope that they find a resolution for that, whether it's within the scheme and the guys that they have or making a trade. But, man, if they could figure that out, that's the last missing piece that I feel like the Bills need to, you know, really – have us feel good about their chances to win.
Yeah, I'm with you on that part of it. The running the ball thing is not it. I mean, they ran for 4.1 yards a carry against one of the best defenses in the league. I'm not worried about that. They're a great running team. They do a great job. It wasn't great yesterday, but they're facing a good team. Respect the opponent, and that team is tough to run on. They're very, very good up front. And the thing that was missing last night from the run game, though, was that pop, because you had 9 yards was the longest carry for James Cook. Usually he has one for about 20 yards. But that being said, yes, man-to-man, beating people. Dalton Kincaid was the only one last night. I don't disagree with that. That is something that came back to bite them. Mike in Orchard Park. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
So I missed the majority of your show. I popped on late and whatnot, so I'm sorry if any of these points were addressed. But, you know, I know you start your show and you say, don't make rational statements. Like, think logical, right? So from what I took from that game, both sides, it was a mess. There was a lot of penalties, and I think a lot of the penalties were kind of legit. And some of the stuff we kind of get away with as a team on the offensive line. And I felt like we just couldn't not get into the rhythm. You know, and I felt like we were trying to run the ball, and we were trying to stay with it. Mm-hmm. And it was just like the rhythm wasn't there. Like you just said, James Cook, longest yard was 9 yards. You know what I mean? So I just felt like that was an issue. And, I mean, Stephon Diggs, he's a good football player. I mean, he is like, I don't think anyone was really surprised. I don't think the coaching staff, I don't think Sean McDermott was surprised that Stephon Diggs came to play yesterday. You know, like he's a dog. Yeah. And there's a lot of issues, but I think it's a long season. And I think as far as a coach, Sean McDermott, I feel he's challenged himself to put a lot of trust in his coordinators. And as far as Joe Brady, I just don't know, like, I want your opinion. I just don't know if he really respects New England as a defense.
You got a little too cute last night. I agree with that. I don't know about not respecting him. I don't think that's the case, but it's funny. I mean, Sean McDermott, do you want him to trust his coordinators or not? You trust his coordinators, like, why does he intervene and overturn a play? And then when he does that, I can't believe he's such a micromanager, right? We get both sides of that. Hey, good call, Mike. Sorry, we got to run. I got one break here. I got to come back, sit up, stand down. Hey, buddy, to wrap up the program next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com.
La, 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 la.
DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.